"So you have got here at last," was what he was going to say to Gandalf this time. But it was not Gandalf. Instead, there was a very old-looking dwarf on the step with a white beard and a scarlet hood, and he too hopped inside as soon as the door was open, just as if he had been invited.
"I see they've begun to arrive already," he said when he caught sight of Dwalin's green hood hanging up.
He hung his red one next to it, and,
"Varlin at your service," he said with his hand on his breast.
"Thank you," said Bilbo with a gasp. It was not the correct thing to say, but
"they have begun to arrive" had flustered him badly.
He liked visitors, but he liked to know them before they arrived, and he preferred to ask them himself. He had a horrible thought that the cakes might run short, and then he, as the host, he knew his duty and stuck to it, however painful. He might have to go without. "Come along in and have some tea," he managed to say after taking a deep breath.
"A little beer would suit me better, if it's all the same to you, my good sir," said Balin with the white beard. "But I don't mind some cake, seed cake, if you have any."
"Lots," Bilbo found himself answering, to his own surprise, and he found himself scuttling off, too, to the cellar to fill a pint beer mug, and to the pantry to fetch two beautiful round seed cakes which he had baked that afternoon for his after-supper morsel. When he got back, Balin and Dwalin were talking at the table like old friends. As a matter of fact, they were brothers. Bilbo plumped down the beer and the cake in front of them, when loud came a ring at the bell again, and then another ring. "Gandalf for certain this time," he thought as he puffed along the passage. But it was not. It was two more dwarves, both with blue hoods, silver belts, and yellow beards, and each one of them carried a bag of tools and a spade. In they hopped, as soon as the door began to open. Bilbo was hardly surprised at all. "What can I do for you, my dwarves?" he said.
"Cady at your service," said the one.
"And Feely," added the other, and they both swept off their blue hoods and bowed.
"At yours and your families," replied Bilbo, remembering his manners this time.